Scouts Canada is going to the phones to help camping clueless Canadians navigate common camping calamities. Expert advice on top camping conundrums will be available for free, 24/7, when calling Scouts Canada's Camptastic helpline at 1-844-SCOUT-101 or 1-844-SCOUT-10. Dropping the second one, for Bell Canada users. While Scouts Canada is all about being prepared and planning ahead to anticipate challenges, this call-in line is designed for campers who are caught in a pinch, already at campsites and struggling with common camping concerns. Confused Canadian campers will be able to call in and be directed to pre-recorded solutions from real scouts and volunteer scouters to get advice for real-time campsite concerns, like wildlife encounters or how do I go to the bathroom outdoors. In addition to the helpline, Canadians who have internet access on site or while preparing for their trip, who may be less confident with their camping skills, can access helpful resources, guides and videos here. They will find helpful tips and guides like the Bermuda Triangle, how to avoid attracting unwanted wildlife, bug off, how to avoid getting eaten alive, and don't be a crappy camper, your outdoor options for bathroom breaks. The Great Canadian Outdoors are calling this summer camping season, but that doesn't mean that everyone is 100% ready to take the call, said Caleb Manes, a youth volunteer of 8 years with Scouts Canada. The Camptastic helpline is all about giving Canadians 24/7 camping confidence on call to get out in the wild with wonder, not worry. Scouts Canada also surveyed 1,000 random Canadians on their current command of camping. Key results from the survey include: Number 2, feet with a view. The majority of Canadians, 82.5%, are okay going to the bathroom outdoors, 43.3% say, it's part of the experience, and 39.2% say, they don't like it but when nature calls. A further 10.8% say, they can do outhouses, but draw the line at that. Only 6.4% call it a deal breaker. Cool with a cathol? Nearly half of Canadians, 47.7%, say that they would use a cat hole, dig a hole to use the washroom outdoors, but a combined 40.8% would not and say they would basically do anything to avoid using a cat hole, 11.6%, 10.6% would give up coffee for 2 days, 8.9% would use leaves instead of toilet paper, 7.4% would give up Netflix for 2 weeks, 6.3% would not use their phone for 2 days. 3.6% would sleep outside in the woods and 3% would pet a wild squirrel if they didn't have to use a cat hole. Bear basics. Asked what they would do if they encountered a black bear in the woods, 31.3% of Canadians said they would act loud and weird, a reasonable strategy, and 2.5% would intimidate with eye contact. However, a combined 54.2% would do the wrong thing, such as 30% would, incorrectly, play dead, 21.5% would, run, bad idea. You should slowly back away and maintain eye contact. 1.5% would, attack first, also not recommended. Interestingly, 0.6% would, pretend to be a harmless baby cub, and 0.6% would sing, the bear necessities. Canadians are, sorta, confident in camping skills. Asked how they would rate their personal camping competency, 45.7% of Canadians said, good, and 27.4% said, passable, I can glamp. 12.8% said, meh, at best, 10.1% said, excellent, and 4% said, dangerous, I am my own worst camping enemy. Tents, situation. Asked how long it would take them to set up a tent, 28.4% of Canadians confidently said, 10 minutes. 24.3% said 15 minutes, 14.2% said 20 minutes, 14.2% also said 30 minutes. 13.5% admitted it would take 45 plus minutes, and 5.4% said they have no idea. Battle of the Ryans. Asked who they'd most like to hang around a campfire with, Canadians ranked Ryan Gosling number 1, followed by Les Stroud number 2, Margaret Atwood number 3, Keanu Reeves number 4, and Ryan Reynolds a distant number 5.